You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Peter Swanaker, the founder and CEO of Zimble Software Systems. Zimble helps businesses with effortless staff scheduling and error-free time tracking from any device. You gotta love technology, and Mr. Swanaker, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. So for starters, Mr. Swanaker, tell us, what is Zimble and how do businesses benefit from it?
All right. Yeah, I'd be happy to tell you about that. So Zimble is a cloud-based system for employee scheduling and time tracking with a lot of additional perks that come with modern cloud platforms. So our platform is available from anywhere in the world and is used in many different countries, even as far as Iceland, if you can imagine. It's also available on a variety of devices. So besides computers, clients can access our system via mobile apps or tablets. And in simple words, creating schedules for staff members that used to take a lot of time for managers and small business owners now takes minutes instead of hours while using a semi-automated system like ours. So basically what we do is we allow, businesses to manage their staff schedules a lot more efficiently. Managers can create schedules online. Employees can check their schedules on their mobile apps, swap shifts, pick up open shifts, request time off, and also clock in and out as well when they're short for work. In addition, we've also built in some core features around our system, such as paid time off tracking, geofencing for allowing mobile users to clock in and out from the field. And then also we integrate with payroll systems as well, so that, at the end of the, week or two-week period, whatever your pay schedule is, you can then send all this time track information to your payroll system for effortless payroll. So that, in a nutshell, is what we provide to small to medium-sized businesses.
I read recently about your new time clock app and how it stops buddy clocking. Can you explain what that term means, buddy clocking?
So buddy clocking is a problem that, a lot of businesses deal with, where one employee clocks in for another, right? So if you can imagine, if you and your buddy are working at the same place and you are running late, you can ask your buddy to clock in for you, so that, you don't get into trouble. So that, in essence, is what buddy clocking is. And the feature that we've introduced into our tablet-based time clock allows for a picture of the employee to be taken at the moment they clock in, so that you can review the timesheets as a manager later on and see a picture of the employee, the employee who clocked in. So if, let's say, Jane clocks in for John, obviously, you can tell the difference when you review the timesheets, and you'll be able to take the appropriate action. So that in a nutshell, is what we're providing for this problem.
Nifty stuff there. I like it. Now, I see that Zimble recently released a pretty comprehensive study around how work shift reminders can decrease employee absenteeism and tardiness. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah. So using the data that we have in our system, the data that we've collected from our various customers, we came to the conclusion that employees that receive alerts and notifications are A, less likely to be absent from work and also less likely to be late. So the study that we did based on the employees in our system showed that employees that receive alerts are less likely to be absent by about 25%. So absenteeism is reduced by that amount. And also lateness is reduced by at least 16%. So if you can imagine, let's say you're running, let's say a business that provides security guards to the mall, for example, right? If a security guard doesn't show up, or is late, you know, that has a big impact on your business as a security guard company owner, and you have to scramble to find someone. So we provide alerts that go out to employees, and you can set this up so that the employee will receive an alert, say, 24 hours before their shift starts. You can send them another alert, you know, an hour or two before their shift starts, et cetera. And when you're dealing with a schedule that can be fluid, sometimes the schedule changes and the employee may not be aware that the schedule has changed. So these alerts, you know, help them to not only keep up to date with the latest, you know, schedule and any shift changes, but also reminds them when they're supposed to be at work so that, you know, you don't have anyone giving you the excuse that they didn't know they were scheduled or, you know, they forgot or something like that. So that is the data that we gathered from our system.
Today we are speaking with Mr. Peter Swanaker, the founder and CEO of Nimble Software Systems. Zimble helps businesses with effortless staff scheduling and error-free time tracking from any device here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Swanaker, what are some examples of businesses that use and benefit from Zimble?
Yeah, our platform is used by, you know, a variety of different businesses. For example, in retail, we have Burberry, which is a major retail chain using our platform. We have customers like the Academy of Motion Pictures using our system as well. And then we have, you know, franchises like Starbucks, you know, using our system as well. Various universities that use our platform to schedule employees and student workers. So it's used by, you know, a wide swath of businesses, mostly in retail, restaurants, hospitality, and then, you know, say customer service department or call centers within large organizations. So that is the breadth of customers that we cover with our platform.
In changing pages here a little bit, where do you see the direction of technology going in terms of helping small businesses?
So most small businesses these days are, you know, quite busy. Where we're trying to push our technology is making the scheduling process as seamless and as efficient as possible. So in future, you know, one of the things that we're adding to our platform is the ability to be able to generate schedules automatically, instead of having to have someone, you know, manually generate the schedule. If you've ever, say, worked in a restaurant or something like that, and you have maybe 50 people working for you, it can be quite a challenge to put all those people on the schedule. You know, if you don't have the right people on staff, your customer service suffers. If you don't have, you know, let's say if you have too many people on staff as well, you lose money. So getting that ratio, you know, to the optimal level is critical. And for most businesses, you know, labor is one of their biggest cost drivers. So if we can get to the point where we can fine-tune that labor component, you know, we save businesses not only a lot of money, but also the employees are happy as well because they also have the schedule that, you know, fits into their lives. So what where we're heading with our technology is making the process a lot more automated by leveraging, you know, new technologies like machine learning to, you know, help businesses forecast what their actual demand will be so that they can then have the right number of staff in place to handle that demand. So, for example, if you're, you know, say running a restaurant and, you know, we're able to let you know what we say forecast for, let's say, a week from today, you know, then you can take the appropriate action as you build a schedule to make sure that you've got enough people to accommodate that demand. And then we're also taking into consideration factors like, you know, the weather, special events, and things like that to make sure that the forecast that we come up with is as accurate as possible. So essentially taking the guesswork out of the whole problem and, you know, giving the manager, you know, a schedule that not only fits, you know, the business, but also gives them the coverage that they need to provide the best customer service available.
Well, Mr. Swanaker, I think it's fabulous what you're offering here, and we certainly do appreciate your introducing this to our audience as well. Where can listeners get all the details on Zimble, and how could one be in contact as well?
Yeah, so we offer a 30-day free trial. So just go to Zimble.com, and Zimble is spelled with an X, So it's X-I-M-B-L-E. And all you need is your email address. You can sign up for a free 30-day trial. And, you know, if you're happy with the service, you put in your credit card and become a paid customer. If not, you know, we're, you know, happy to hear your feedback and use that to improve the product. So go to Zimble.com with an X, X-I-M-B-L-E.com. Thanks.
Awesome. Again, Mr. Swanaker, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the success to you and the company.
All right. Thanks for having me.
And the pleasure's certainly been ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Peter Swanaker, the founder and CEO of Nimble Software Systems. Zimble helps businesses with effortless staff scheduling and error-free time tracking from any device. And for all the details, visit Zimble.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming globally 24/7 live at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also access our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.